Okay, we are here with the first workshop session. This Family Life Discipleship Seminar, CNCBC Baptist Church, Ikola, right? That's the way they pronounce Ikola. The New Covenant Baptist Church, Ikola, Lagos. Okay, we'll be looking at managing our time for what? For Christ. Now, doesn't this sound like we are over spiritualizing it? What do you think? We're not. It's a good thing to talk about. Alright? Why do you think we should talk about this? It's scriptural. Because the days are evil, alright? So when you say something is scriptural, make sure that you at least can say where it is or what it is that scripture says about it, okay? It's scriptural. Alright? Any other reason why we should talk about this? It has been affecting our Christian life. The fact that we are not conscious about managing our time for Christ has been affecting our Christian life. We'll get to hear more about it. Find out how, in what ways has it been affecting our Christian life. Any other reason why we should be talking about managing our time for Christ? Living our life for Christ is the most important thing. Yep. Yes. And also, don't forget, who created time? God created time. And when He finished creation, what did He say? It was good. And so if we misuse God's good creation, you think He will be happy with us? No. So, yeah, those are very valid reasons why we should talk about managing our time for Jesus Christ. So, because of time, we will not be able to dig deep into the thing in details, but we'll just identify some common things, maybe at least remind ourselves about some of the things God says about time. In what ways have we seen or heard God express His concern about time? Okay, do you know any verse where God shows His concern about time? There's time for everything. Okay, so Ecclesiastes 3, yes, time for everything. So, and that's God's word, isn't it? If God says there's time for everything, then it means time should be taken seriously. Is that not so? Alright, any other verse? Okay. Psalm 90 verse 12. Teach us to number our days. What? Alright. No. You're missing a critical point. If your son went to school and you say, he comes back and say, Dad, he said, son, what did you learn? He said, 1, 2, 3. And he said, okay. Can you count 1 to 10? He says, yes. And he starts, 1, 4, 6, 2. Maybe day one, you'll probably say, okay, maybe before the week is over, he will learn it. And the whole term finishes and he's still counting. Well, will you clap for that school? No. So God says, teach us to number our days right. Yeah, it's numbering, yes. Counting 1 to 10, anybody can count anyhow, but the real counting is counting it correctly, isn't it? So that's why God says, teach us to number our days right. Maybe somebody should open it, let's read it, so that we'll be sure that we know what we are talking about. Psalm 90 verse 12. Wow. So, how do you explain that? How do you summarize that passage? If you were to summarize, if your 6-year-old daughter was here, hearing you read it, and say, Daddy, what's God saying? There is no time to waste, okay? That's a good summary. Anybody else want to summarize that passage? But are there any thoughts? How would you summarize that passage with just Psalm 90 verse 12 to your 6-year-old son or daughter? We should use our time wisely. Our life is short. Yep. Life is short, so that's accounting it right. Okay, if you think you will live here forever, you can waste as much time as you like, right? But if you know that today may be the last day, you'll be more careful how you use it, isn't it? And that takes us to the next passage, James chapter 4 verse 14. What's your name? Kumi, could you read James 4:14 for us? Which translation are you using? Good news, okay. James 4:14. Did you go to the Benny Hinn campaign? Oh, okay.
What do you know about tomorrow? How can you be so sure about your life? It is nothing more than meat that appears for only a little while before it disappears.
Okay, any other translation? Okay.
How do you know?
Okay, somebody summarize this for us. Who wants to summarize? You want to summarize that verse for us? Yes, but there's something else he uses to paint a picture. You know what a fog is? Mist. You know, sometimes early morning, especially this rain season, when you're driving on the bridge, okay? When you're on the bridge, you look up, things are a bit hazy, you can't see clearly. But give it another 1 hour. Once the sun comes, and it says that's how our lives are, like vapor. If you are boiling, okay, women, you are boiling water in the kitchen, right? You see some steam. Does the steam reach the ceiling? No. Before it gets to the ceiling, God says that's how our life is. So what does that mean? What is it telling us? Don't waste it. Okay, but now that brings us to another passage. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 15 to 17. Ephesians 5, 15 to 17.
Act like people with good sense and not like fools. These are evil times, so make every minute count. 17. Don't be stupid. Instead, find out what the Lord wants you to do.
Okay. Now, before we look into that passage, I'd like for us to do one exercise. Alright? You have paper and biro. 2 minutes. Could you write out what you did today? How did you spend your time today? From when you woke up to when you came here? 2 minutes. How did you spend? So let's assume I woke up at 5. From 5 to 5:30, as an example, I had my quiet time. 5:30 to 6, I did this. 6 to that, something like that. Yeah. Sister, did you hear us? So write on the paper. All right. Is there anybody who was able to account for all his or her time from when you woke up to this time? What happened? 2 minutes were too short. Too short. Okay. Wow. Okay. Who? Okay, you were able to finish account for all your time. You are still at 8 o'clock. When did you wake up? Between 4:30 and 8, you have done so many things that you couldn't write in 2 minutes. 4 main things. Okay. Alright. Now, the point is that most times, if I said you should do for yesterday, if I gave you 10 minutes, you probably won't be able to. If I say you should do for last week, if I gave you 1 hour, you probably won't be able to. What does that say? You can't. Because, you know, it's just like some of us, we sit at our desk in the office. Especially those who have computers. You may have some job open you're doing, but you find that if you start at that job for the next 2 hours, you probably effectively were working for maybe 30 or 45 minutes. But when your boss comes, he saw you. What were you really doing? What are some of the things you typically would have taken up the remaining 1 hour or 15 minutes? Checking my mails. Maybe if you're online, when a Facebook message comes, you ping, and you'll be tempted to go and see what has posted. Your phone may have rang God knows how many times since then. Right? A colleague may have strolled by and stopped to ask about the last night's football game. But you are supposed to have been working. Many distractions, but you see, that's the problem. We don't call them the right names. Are they really distractions? What are they really? John 10:10. Do thieves come to distract? They came and collected. So these things, didn't they collect? They are time thieves. So, but we call them distractions and make them look like some nice stuff. Because we don't want our friends to feel bad if we call them time thieves. His colleague is passing and stuff like we just about this. If you let him know that he's stealing your time, he won't like that. But that's what he is. Your phone rings and you feel compelled to answer your phone each time it rings. It's even worse, an SMS comes in. Nobody sends an urgent message via SMS. So why do we feel compelled to read every SMS as soon as they come in? As if you get the point. What are some of the other things that steal our time? So let's call them time thieves. Let's not call them distractions, because that's not what they are. They are thieves. What are the other things that steal our time? Yeah. Emotions. Now, this is a new one. Emotions. How do emotions steal our time?
When you have the
Yes. Example. A colleague comes and maybe bumps into you and spills water on the paper you are working. And what happens? You are angry, right? Some people will take 2 minutes to get over it. Some will take 2 hours to get over it. Some will take the whole day to get over it. An event that happened in maybe 1 or 2 seconds. Whose fault is it? Your colleague? Who spilled water on your paper? Or who? You.
basically you.
It's basically you. Okay?
So you might think,
you think who poured water on my face spoils my work. But you are the one who decides whether, how long that negative emotion lasts. And so you decide how long you want that 2 second event, how long you want it to steal from you further. It has already stolen 2 seconds. So it's left for you to decide whether it should steal 2 more hours, or 2 more days, or 2 more months. Yes, emotions. Thank you for that one. Yes. What does the Bible say about laziness? A little sleep, a little slumber. What happens? Poverty will come. What are some examples of laziness? How does laziness manifest itself? Procrastination. You know what they say? Procrastination means what? We think of time. So I'll do it later. You got the prompting to go and share the gospel with your neighbor. It may not just be to share the gospel, but go and say hello as a way of building bridges so that eventually you share the gospel. You'll do it later. Maybe just as you're about going, your phone rings. You finish answering the phone and maybe you get a bad emotion and you suddenly forget about it. Oh, you got carried away on gisted and gisted, and before you knew it, time was up and you couldn't go again. Okay? What else? TV. And there's one song we used to sing in Manowar camp. You take your money and buy wahala for yourself. Isn't that so? Are we not the ones who saved money, probably for many months, to go and buy TV? So we actually use our money to invite a thief into our homes, our phones. What about our friends? Those ones that show up unannounced. Social media, Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, and all of those things. You can be at it. You can just say, let me see what's new. Before you know it, 30 minutes have gone. 30 valuable minutes. Now, if you remember, that teach us to number our days. So when we think about time, if you divorce yourself from me, you can easily mismanage it. But if you recognize that those 30 minutes, you are 30 minutes of your life gone, you will think differently about it, won't you? Yeah. Teach us to number what? Our days. He didn't say teach us to number time, as if it's some abstract thing out there. Teach us to number our days. Right. Alright. That brings us to Ephesians 5, 15 to 17. Somebody read it for us, please. Ephesians 5, 15 to 17. We'll close.
Act like people with good sense.
And not like fools.
These are evil times. So make every minute count.
Don't be stupid.
Instead, find out what the Lord wants you to do.
Wow. How many categories of people did God mention in this passage? Wise, stupid, and fools. Okay, well, yeah. Wise, stupid, and fools. So, what's the difference between a stupid person and a fool? Is it? So, why will God use this twice in one sentence? Yes? That's not according to the Bible's definition of a fool. According to the fool knows. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. The fool knows, but says what? Rejects it. But the stupid person doesn't know. So you remember Jesus and the Pharisees? when they say, teacher, are you saying we are also blind? Say so. If you were blind, you would have not been guilty. But now, since you claim to know, the Pharisees know the truth, but they were rejecting it. Fools. It's a fool who knows that if I close my eyes to cross a road, or a busy road, that I could get knocked down. Will you call him stupid or a fool? Yeah, but if a blind man is trying to cross the road, you can say, this guy is blind, and you easily, your reaction will be to go and help him. But when you see a fool who is, crossing the road without looking left and right, you wonder, is this man in his right senses? Yeah, but for a blind man, your immediate reaction will be to go and help him, because you know that this guy is ignorant, he's not seeing. Yeah, that's the difference. So God says we shouldn't be fools. We should know better, because we are children of God. Remember, this passage is talking to believers. We are children of God. So we shouldn't be seen doing things like those who don't know. So, if you know these are time thieves, what are you supposed to do about them? We have identified some time thieves, and this, the first God is saying to us, read it again. 15, from 15.
Act like people with good sense.
Okay, stop there. If now that we have identified some time thieves, if we want to act like people with good sense, what are some of the things we should be doing? Jettison them. How, in what ways? Let's be practical now, because, yeah. So how do we jettison, for instance, TV that you have already bought? Now we have identified some. Okay, so what do we do? Okay. Now, to prioritize means that you have a plan, right? Good. So, have a plan. To prioritize means that you have a goal, right? Have a goal. So, when you wake up in the morning, what's your goal for that day? Sorry? And so you wake up and pursue the goal. If your goal is not clear, that's when you wake up and the alarm rings and you wonder, should I get up now or should I sleep for 30 more minutes? Right? If your goal is to be at work, say, by 8 o'clock, and before then you want to have a 30 minutes quiet time, and you know that it takes you 1 hour to drive to work, and it takes you another 30 minutes to bath and eat and do that, so 2 hours, when should you get up? Earlier. So, latest by 6 o'clock you should be up, right? Yes. Okay, well, I'm just saying latest by 6 o'clock. Now, if your goals are not as clear as that, your goal must be that I must be in the office latest by 8. Because that's not your goal, it won't matter to you when you get to the office. If it's not your goal to have a quiet time, at least a 30 minutes quiet time before getting out, it won't just happen. Yes, ma'am. Please ask. Yes. Yes. Good question. What was your goal? So, when did your customers, when did they need the goods? So, okay. Well, Your goal was to supply the goods to the customers when they needed it, right? Now, part of the things that make us fail our goal, for instance, is this. How long does it take you to prepare those goods? How long? Let's say it's food. How long does it take you to cook it? How many hours? Okay, let's say it takes you 4 hours. How many hours does it take you to travel to the place to supply it? How many hours? 30 minutes, 20 minutes. So you need at least 4.5 hours. At least. So because you are not God, you don't know what traffic will be like. You don't know what will happen that day. It may be that if you use gas, you know, you don't know if your gas cylinder regulator doesn't have meter. You don't know how much gas you have. It may be that gas finishes at the wrong time. Because of all of those uncertainties, if you are a wise person, when should you start? No, when? What time should you start so that you know that latest by 12, you are handing over these goods? By 6. Now, let's assume that you are a good Christian. Remember, we're talking about managing your time for Christ. You want to include Christ in that. One of the ways we include Christ in our time is spend time listening to Him, right? Because that verse says, know what the will of God is. The way to know what the will of God is to listen to Him. Not to some dream. Not to some social media post. It's to listen to Him. And the way to listen is what? Read His Word. Right? Let's say you want to do that for 30 minutes. And now when you listen to God and He says something to you, the wise child who listens to her father will respond either with a question or with a comment. And the way we do that is prayer, right? Make note, make prayer to God. So you need to factor that into your time. So you shouldn't start at 6, actually. If you are married and you have children, you know they will come in at one point or the other. Or let's assume you prepare food for your family. You prepare food for your children to go to school before you start doing this. And maybe it takes you another 30 minutes to prepare food for them. So getting up at 6, you are actually aiming not to supply those goods at 12. Unless you don't want to serve your family. Unless you don't want to include God in the plan. So, you see, those are some of the things, those are some of the ways we show that we are being wise. Not foolish, because we know now it's not new. It's not like a new bride who is trying to understand her husband's routine. Okay? Yes, you have a question. Help you. Okay. That's it. That's the problem. Seasonal. You see, that's the problem. You remember we said, when God says, teach us to number our days, He wasn't talking about something abstract. You don't have a lot of time at your disposal, whether you have a job or you don't have a job. Because what we're talking about is your life. It's not some abstract thing out there. So let's assume God has ordained for you to live 80 years on earth, right? And let's say you are 20, okay? So there are 60 remaining. Any one of those 30 minutes, 20 minutes you squander, it's your life you have squandered. It's not some abstract thing. So that's the first help I will give you. Don't think that you have a lot of time on your hands, because frankly, if you think you have a lot of time on your hands, how many times have you read the Bible, through the Bible, since you were born? It's a question. If you haven't done that many times, it means you don't have a lot of time. You are wasting your time. How many hours do you spend praying, for instance? How many hours do you spend listening to God? How many hours do you spend asking God, God, what, how can I be meaningfully engaged today? You don't have a lot of time on your hands. So it's a misconception to think that I have a lot of time in my hands because I'm a student, or I am a student waiting for admission, or I don't have a job, so I have a lot of time on my hands. No, you don't. Because the passage says, understand what God's will is. So have you sat down and understood, God, why did you allow this lag period in my life? Okay, so don't live in ignorance. If you know what the right thing to do, do it. If you know the time thieves, manage those time thieves. You know what you do to thieves, right? When you catch them, what do you do? When you catch thieves, what do you do with them? You imprison them. Or you do jungle justice, lynch them. In those days, there were some Christians who threw their TVs away. Right? One of my friend's wife, you know, taught me something. They were in the bedroom, and then my friend's phone rang. The guy picks the phone. The wife, out of respect, allowed him to finish the conversation. When he finished, asked him, since when did we start allowing third-party strangers into our bedroom? But that's what we do. You are in the bedroom, talking to your wife, and then your phone rings. You reach for it without thinking twice about it. Okay? You bought those phones to serve you. Let them be your servants, not your masters. Right? Yeah, you bought the TV to entertain you. Don't make the TV become your master. So we have said, have a plan. Have a goal. Discipline yourself. Now, sometimes some of the things we call plan is not plan, because if it doesn't have a fixed address, it's not plan. If I say I will go visit a neighbor to see how they are doing, I must have a time, date, and place. Otherwise, it's just some wishful thinking. So, okay, I will share the gospel with somebody this week. If you don't fix the time to it, it will not just happen. Today is Monday. Okay, I still have time. Today is Wednesday. Okay, there's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Before you know it, 4 Saturdays will have passed. Okay? Understand what the will of God is. And that's very simple. He has written it down for us. Go and make disciples. Okay? Make the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. If you don't use it, the person who will take advantage of that time may not be somebody you like. If you don't go teach that person about Jesus, the person who will go and take up that time with that person may be somebody who will teach that person something negative, and you end up suffering for it. You get the point? Okay? So, let's be wise, not fools, because the time, we don't have a lot of time on our hands, my brother. Question?